This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
I want to talk today about local radio, local, and we can even get into local newspapers if you want to, but I'm looking at an article from the Naperville Sun with the headline, Fox Valley Radio Stations Thrive on Local Niche Markets. And basically, to sum it up, they're sort of talking about the hyper-local concept, where you really focus just on that particular market, and you don't worry about the surrounding area, so to speak. I want to also point out the Naperville Sun is owned by the Chicago Sun-Times, and I guess the Sun-Times could easily have its own version marketed towards Naperville and call it the Chicago Sun-Times, but with this idea of having a local niche product, they call their newspaper there the Naperville Sun to try and attract, I think, local advertisers and local subscriptions. So, like I said, I don't think this is really anything particularly new. We've talked about hyper-local on this program in the past, but this really plays up what some of the radio stations in the Fox Valley are doing to just focus on their particular market and not worry about the wider Chicago area. One of the stations mentioned here, by the way, is WRMN in Elgin, which is the station I worked at many years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about radio compared to the other mass media, well, ever since television became like the main medium where people went for entertainment, just your average persons, the thing about radio is it's always kind of been narrow casting. We call it broadcasting, but it's really been about serving particular target audiences, you know, and people who are in sales frequently for radio will say radio is the target medium. You know, it goes for a particular segment of an audience or demographic, however you want to put it, those kinds of terms. And so to take the hyper-local thing is sort of like taking that idea and transferring it to a community as opposed to a segment of persons within a larger community, kind of, if you follow what I mean. So I agree with you, Rich. It's not really a new idea. It's kind of a twist on an old one or an adaptation of an old idea.
Yeah, because the idea you're talking about, the targeting, had to do with the format. You know, you might play songs of a certain era, or you'll play right-wing talk radio, and you're gearing yourself towards that particular targeted audience, whereas with the hyper-local, it's not the format so much as you're just focusing on a particular community or maybe that community and a couple surrounding ones, but you're not trying to reach out perhaps as far as your signal might reach in terms of getting an audience.
I found this article in the Naperville Sun refreshing. It notes here that these stations are operating in the suburbs of Chicago in the shadow of these big radio stations like WBBM and WGN. And they seem to be doing well, even though a lot of community radio stations are now owned by big chains. But these, I'm not sure who their owners are, but they're focusing on their audiences. They're having call-in shows and with listeners in their communities and so I just found it refreshing that they're still surviving in this day and age of radio monopolies.
Yeah, I know WRMN and WBIG are owned locally. They mentioned the talk show in here called Your Turn, which airs once a week on RMN. When I worked there, that was on every weekday morning. One of the challenges with having a local talk show in radio is trying to generate enough callers, enough interest. I know with that program, we generally get the same people calling all the time. Once in a while, things would go kind of quiet. There's this one listener, Christian Schock. I know he moved to Galesburg. I don't know if he's still living in Galesburg now, but when he lived in Elgin, he was a Democrat living in a largely Republican area. And once in a while, he'd call in. The phone lines were quiet, and he'd toss out a few liberal talking points there, and all of a sudden the phone lines would just light up with a lot of angry responses to some of the things he had to say. We always made for an entertaining program.
Yeah, the, you know, sort of a different take on the whole thing. Back the radio station I worked at before I came down to Macomb for graduate school, as a matter of fact, was a little station in Monroe, Wisconsin, called WEKZ. That was the call letters, they used to have an interesting afternoon schedule on the AM station there, which was definitely, it was the only radio station in Greene County, Wisconsin, which is not, it's an agricultural county, but Monroe, Wisconsin is the city. And what they would do is they'd have an hour of Swiss language programming every day, because there were, presumably, I guess, there were enough first-generation people in the county who spoke Swiss German that they could actually support that program. And it was, as I recall, it was supported by the New Glarus Hotel, which was a sort of a ethnic German restaurant hotel kind of place in New Glarus, Wisconsin, which was also in that same county. So, you know, that kind, you want to talk about niche programming, I mean, foreign language programming almost invariably is a kind of niche programming in a lot of communities. And you go, you know, to Monmouth and you'll hear Spanish language radio, and certainly big cities, there's Vietnamese and all kinds of things going on. It's very exciting, I think. And I see those all as sort of, particular kinds of niche radio service niche audiences.
Some of those ethnic groups may have their own radio stations now rather than having just a few hours on a radio station. I know WXRT in Chicago had a sister station on AM that, you know, would switch from Spanish to Polish to, whatever language. They would have these different brokered programs. Basically, someone would buy the airtime and sell the advertising to support their program, and it would be some foreign language program. The radio station in Elgin I worked on every Saturday and Sunday afternoon was Radio Fiesta. It was 5 hours of Spanish language programming. Sure. I don't know, Lisa, from your newspaper background, did you find newspapers trying to perhaps focus just on their own community and not trying to reach out, I guess, to surrounding communities, but just focusing on the one where they're headquartered?
I saw that trend with my own paper, the last paper I worked in Springfield, the State Journal Register. We shifted our focus more and more to local news on the front page, whereas before you might have seen a mix of local and state and even national and international news. It tried to be all news for all people, but now it's more segmented. I think it's the local newspaper is where you get your local news and you get your state, well, not your state news because it's the state capital paper, but maybe your world news elsewhere. So it's definitely narrowing, I think.
But did they narrow the focus just on Springfield, though? Or did they also cover surrounding communities? I mean, I think we've seen that with the McDonough County Voice. It switched from being the Macomb Journal to the McDonough County Voice. They have all local news on the front page, but local means anything countywide rather than just Macomb.
That's a good point. In Springfield's case, we did cover several counties near Springfield, and I guess our definition of local was anything generated by our staff. So it meant not running any wire stories from the Associated Press about far off places, but we would run those inside, be more likely to run them inside unless it was something really big.
Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.